I'd like to call to order the March 18th meeting of the Sylvania City Council Employee and Community Relations Committee. It's 6:30. Present are committee members Lukey, Brown, Capellini, and Hussman, along with Council President Mary Westfall, Mayor Craig Stow, and Toby Schroyer, Bill Sanford, Chief Rodas, and Kevin Aller. We are here for, and just joining us, Councilman Doug Hainem. We have 1.5 items tonight. The primary one is a discussion of the Country Journal publication that the city has produced for a number of years, 4 times a year. And then before we're done, I know we have another committee meeting at 6:45, but I'd like to get the committee's input on timing for presentations about the city website. Our staff has been looking at proposals. We have 2 groups that we'd like to ask in, and we have some dates, so I just need to clear those dates with you before we're done. The primary piece, however, is a discussion or continuation of a discussion that I think we've had in committee before related to whether we should continue producing the Country Journal or not. Just by way of background, kind of to get everybody on the same page, when we did the initial conversations about the website, there was quite a bit of input both from staff and some members of council about whether we really need to produce a print publication 4 times a year anymore. I think that there was not any question that there needed to be a publication at the beginning of every year that included information about the city pickup schedule, some kind of annualized events that I think folks rely on. I've gone into citizens' homes and found that that January issue or December issue of the Country Journal is up on the refrigerator. Yeah, people pay attention to it. My sense is that there, and I think the sense of the group at the time, was that there are many other ways to communicate the content of the subsequent, Country Journal. Subsequent Country Journals that, you know, the same content basically appears in our Sylvania Advantage newspaper. We post it on our website. It's kind of more informational in nature than the policy in nature. And so the real question becomes whether the committee wants to recommend to council that we eliminate the production of all but one of the Country Journals each year. Mr. Sanford has produced a memo, hopefully you all have seen this, did you check your mail, that kind of speaks to the details. There are, it costs the city about $3,500 per issue for printing and mailing. There's $10,500 remaining in the budget this year for the subsequent 3 issues, I think. We have a local Sylvania printer who produces it, so clearly if we cut back, that would impact that company's budget. And apparently we've had some interest over time in other companies who want to print it. So I really would like to bring this to some closure. Either we keep it or we don't. And with that, I guess I'd like to open it up to comment. I don't know if Bill or Mayor want to speak to this in any way first.
I can just tell you that we did roll back from 5 issues to 4 issues in the budget this year. The only one we sent out this year is that beginning of the year issue. The other one isn't imminent. And we can take your direction as you see fit. Interestingly, though, we did have gotten inquiries from 2 or 3 other companies that Bill's listed on here that if we are going to continue to publish it, we may want to check with their pricing as well. Mm-hmm. On the surface, it sounded like they were less expensive. However, I'm not sure whether it included the mailing and the addressing cost that the other one does. So we'd have to check that out.
Sure.
And go with the most competitive, though I'd be inclined to stay with one of the 3 companies in Sylvania. I don't think we need to go down to Southwick Boulevard in Toledo.
I think that's a good idea. Mm-hmm. Bill, anything from you?
No, I think that's what I gather is fine.
Okay. Mr. Brown?
Yeah, Mark, you know, I wasn't at the meeting and I missed a lot of this, but, you know, in thinking about it, we've gone from 4 to 5. I think it would be.
From 5 to 4.
Or 5 to 4, yeah. Would be beneficial for us maybe to do 2 publications this year and then maybe 1 next year to see how it goes and when our website is up and running and stuff, because there's still a lot of citizens that we have that do not have access to websites, computers, and stuff like that. So I think a minimum this year of 2, and then we can take a look at it and maybe go to 1 next year.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's just my own personal opinion.
Okay. Katie, I know you sent me, I think, earlier forward some content, some information to me. What's your thought about it?
So I think Mike's idea of gradually scaling down, I mean, 2, going from 5 to 2 to 1, but just sometimes when you get something like this in the mail, to me, it's like, oh my gosh, they spent a lot of money on this, and we advertised for Scat-tacular in November, and there were some other, like, shopping tips, but it doesn't seem like we're getting $3,500 worth. It seems wasteful, and if we're trying to cut back, it doesn't seem like the right message to be sending, mm-hmm. to send out a 4-page glossy flyer when we're having budget issues. If we feel that we need more than 2, we could always just go to 1-page black and white. I mean, some of this information, you could just fit it on a postcard, the stuff that people need to know. And then the advertising for SCAT, if we're going to advertise for SCAT, it seems like we should make advertising available to all of our community groups. I mean, and it just seemed kind of lopsided to me. Anyway, I like Mike's idea of going from 2 to 1, and then 1, there's some really compelling idea with some, life-threatening information on here.
We do have the option of inserting news flashes in the water bills, and we've done that on a couple of occasions, so that's a possibility if something vital comes
something,
along.
Yeah, breaking news, so to speak. Yeah, okay.
I do like the idea of 2 issues as well. I know I'm not a member of the committee formally, but I would say I never open a water bill. My husband does. So I do think that while water bills maybe are a good source, you can't be certain that everyone's going to see it. But the Country Journal comes in, we all know it's there. We hang it on the refrigerator.
And Mary, in the interest of gender equity, I never open our water bill.
So
our,
there we go.
Lukey family CFO does that.
But I do like the idea of 2, and I don't know that I'm ready to say make the decision to move to 1 in a year, but to evaluate it at another point, I think is a great idea.
Sandy, any thoughts, ma'am?
I think 2 is a good idea. If we had 5 last year, we'd go down to 2. I think that's a substantial cut, and it kind of, we can see how it goes.
Right.
We know we want 1, at least 1 a year, so.
I think an important thing that Mike said, too, is to see whether we get any kind of comment about it, right? We go from 5 to 2, and we get substantial amounts of input. That's important to know, right? If we don't.
Yes, or if we find that there is information that we do want out there,
mm-hmm.
maybe we decide we want to keep 2. I don't think we should make that decision at this point, but let's say 2, and then we'll decide if we want to do 1 or 2 next year.
Okay. Doug, any thoughts? Everybody else has had a chance to weigh in.
2 sounds fun.
Good for you. There you go. Okay. If that's the case, we need a motion to recommend to council that we trim back the publication of Country Journal from 5 or 4, I guess, to 2 issues this year. 1 more this year to be left, timing to be left at maybe the discretion of the staff. And then we'll come back in the fourth quarter and reassess. Is that fair?
So moved.
Sorry. Moved and seconded. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. We'll make that recommendation tonight. The only other thing I have is couple of dates related to the presentations from our various firms that are the finalists in our RFP process to come in and present to the committee. And this clearly does not need to be the committee, it could be any member of council, and I assume members of staff will want to be there as well. The dates I have are the 23rd, the 24th, and the 25th of April. Does anybody here have a more specific set of dates or times than that? I did, and I didn't bring it. But if you could look at those dates and sort of give me some times within the 23rd, 24th, 25th that are good for you. The way this would work is that there are two companies coming in to share. Again, we're not committed to hiring any one of them. This is, again, part of an information gathering process. Mike Tanzi and I feel the best way to do this would be back-to-back, so it would basically be about a two-and-a-half-hour block, either first thing in the morning, meaning, let's say, 8 to 10:30, or at the end of the afternoon, which would be about 3 to 5:30. So you'd need to look at your calendars and see if you can handle that amount of time on either the 23rd, 24th, or 25th.
I could do morning on the 24th and the 25th.
That's good?
Mm-hmm, morning.
I could do morning on the 24th.
Morning on the 24th.
Okay. Any of the other ones working for anybody? If we had to come up with a backup or two?
I could do end of day on Tuesday the 23rd or morning on Tuesday the 23rd.
Either.
I can't do morning on the 23rd, but I think
you
do
the afternoon. Okay.
Early afternoon.
Well, could you do like from 2:30 to 5?
Yeah.
Yeah, just not past.
Past 5 is bad.
Okay. And what about Thursday, the 25th?
It needs to be done by 4:30 on Thursday.
What about the morning?
Morning's great.
From what to what?
8 until 10:30?
Be fine.
Yeah, okay. But it sounds to me like, despite, even though that's Administrative Assistance Day, we all can be here in the morning that day, right? We're apparently not baking muffins for our assistants that morning. So first choice would be the 24th in the morning, and the 25th in the morning or the 23rd in the afternoon are second and third choices, right? Okay. Anything else today from the committee? If not, we're adjourned at 5:43. Thanks. Six 6:43.